How about those birds that peck holes in trees?
Woodpeckers?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't believe as many of them as there used to be. I don't remember seeing any for the last year or two, but I guess they're here, maybe.
Mm-hmm. How about that little animal that makes the awful smell, black with white stripes?
Skunks?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, skunks around here.
How about squirrels?
There aren't any squirrels that I know of around here. We have, I've heard, some of them have been brought in, but I don't think they ever, they ever stay.
How about those little animals that look like squirrels and have little stripes on their back?
Oh,
like
ground squirrels? Uh-huh. Yeah, they're here.
What do you call all sorts of animals like this? Skunks and squirrels and ground squirrels and things that are just pests in general?
Well, I might call them rodents. I don't know. I just...
Ever call them varmints?
Yeah, varmints, yeah.
How about that little lizard with horns all over him?
Horned toad?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess some of them here. I used to get them and play, used to play with them when I was a kid.
Did they have these little animals around the pond, the swimming hole where you had your little boat, that croak at night?
Frogs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They had the big ones that let out that big...
I don't think we had the big ones. We had those frogs.
Uh-huh. Did you have those little small green ones that just sort of peep?
Yeah.
Do you have any special term for those?
No, I just call them all frogs. Of course, the frogs of a tadpole makes a frog.
Uh-huh. How about that dry land animal that looks like a frog?
Toad?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Got those too?
Yeah, some of them around here.
Did you have a place to go fishing when you were a boy?
Well, just a creek along here.
Uh-huh. Were there fish in it?
Yeah, there was deep holes when I was a boy, but later years they were all washed full of sand and there aren't any deep holes anymore in the creek.
What would you take when you went fishing?
Fishing pole.
And anything for your hook?
Yeah, hook. We always have grub worms. Or
what were they for?
The bait.
Uh-huh.
These angle worms. Sometimes take fat meat or get grasshoppers.
You ever catch any little fish down there?
Minnows?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we didn't use them much, though. But we do in later years. They use minnows to fish with a lot of it.
Could you dig any bait in the manure pile?
Yeah, get grub worms out of your pile.
Were there any red worms there?
Yeah, grub worms are red worms.
Mm-hmm.
There's the grub worms mostly in the manure pile, so. Mm-hmm.
They make pretty dandy bait, don't
they? Yeah, they're all right.
How about that little fish-like creature with, I think he's got six legs.
Crawfish?
Yeah. Were they common here?
Well, yeah, when I was a kid, they were. They were getting along the creek. I don't know whether they are yet or not. I don't play along the creek anymore, and I don't ever see them.
Were your trips successful down to the creek?
To catch fish?
Uh-huh.
Well, not too successful. Sometimes you catch a few and sometimes you wouldn't.
What's the biggest one you ever got?
Oh, on this creek, I don't guess I ever caught anything weighed over 4 or 5 pounds.
Holy smoke. That's pretty successful.
Yeah, that's not very many. Just once in a while, maybe. More often, it weighs about 0.5 pounds or less.
And now to ask you again about that insect that, he has two sets of wings. Sometimes he's blue, sometimes green. His long, thin tail.
Oh, a lizard?
No, I'm thinking more of an insect. He looks something like this. With a little thin tail.
Butterfly?
No, this lives around water. Probably landed on your...
Oh, head. Yeah. I call them snake feeders now. I don't know what they are.
No, it's a snake feeder.
It is.
Some people call them snake doctors.
Yeah, I call them snake feeders.
And how about those hard-shelled animals?
Turtles?
Uh-huh.
Terrapins. Terrapin lives on the dry land and the turtle lives in the water.
Uh-huh. Did you used to get seafood in cans, oysters?